Hello and happy new year, everyone. This is Kat Medrano, your holistic lifestyle coach, and I empower women to practice self-care and stress management to elegantly and effortlessly achieve their personal goals. So if you're wondering why I haven't been around for the past few weeks, it's because life got a little bit crazy. I had a lot going on as far as work and career changes. My sister got married right before Christmas, and then of course the holiday season, which inevitably for everyone tends to get a little bit busy no matter what we do in order to prepare for it. I really hope that you guys enjoyed the holidays and had some time to spend with those that you love most, and that you are as excited and ready as I am to take on this new year of 2018. We are 7 days in, and so far, I haven't quite gotten to the point that I really feel as prepared as I was maybe hoping to be at this point. And you know what? That's totally fine by me, because I can tell that there is a different energy in the air around this transition from 2017 to 2018. It may have something to do with the way the stars are lining up, but I've been really motivated to take things slow and focus on giving myself enough time and space to achieve those things that are on my list to get done for the beginning of this year. I have adapted a new practice of not making resolutions anymore, and I believe I started this last year or possibly the year prior, but I've noticed that resolutions just don't tend to stick. I think that unfortunately, people have this negative feeling about resolutions, and they set them with the expectation that they're going to achieve whatever those resolutions are because they should achieve them. And with any goal, we know that you should focus on something that you feel good about and that you have a very clear reason as to why you are aiming to accomplish that particular goal. So the practice that I feel most comfortable with and the one that I am going to carry out for the year of 2018 is to set intentions. Intentions feel so much better. The word itself just carries a more positive vibration. And when I focus on what I have the intention of doing, it really feels a lot more authentic, and it feels like I'm setting up goals that are going to really contribute to what my overall purpose is in my life. One of the main themes that I'm going to be focusing on improving in my life is my overall physical wellness and the way it balances out to work with my mental and emotional health as well. Naturally, I'm the type of person who loves to have time by myself to read a book or to journal. I like to carve out time to sit and enjoy a cup of coffee or hot tea while I work on these introspective types of activities. And many times, physical movement and exercise takes a back seat to these other activities that I feel more comfortable doing. Sometimes, though, you really need to get out of your comfort zone, especially when it comes to your overall health and wellness, because otherwise, you're not going to be in balance and you're just not going to feel at ease or as energized and empowered as you possibly can be. I'm really excited to continue the conversation of overall holistic health and wellness with you guys this year. So be sure to keep tuning in for new podcast episodes, and you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/renewedlifecoaching. I'd love to hear about what intentions you have set for yourself for this year, so be sure to share them in the comments, and I'll see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.